Let's say hello to Kitty Pandya, who's on the line. Kitty Pandya from Weybridge. We're going to find out all about her exciting weekend. Good morning, Kitty.
Morning. How are we?
Good morning. Yes, I'm very well. You all right this morning?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Excellent.
Too bad.
Talking to us from a coffee shop. So what's the drink of choice this morning? What drink have you got in front of you?
Well, I've gone for just a classic breakfast tea, but I've already had a coffee, so I'm just trying to pace myself.
Okay, yeah. Don't get too hyper too early in the day. Excellent. So let's talk about Kitty's big busk. So last weekend, 15 cities, 600-mile journey. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so how did it go?
It went as well as it could have done, given the fact that obviously the Beast of the East was in the UK and was very much in every city that I wanted to go to.
I was going to say it was probably the worst weekend to try and attempt something like that, weather-wise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're not the first person to say that to me. Everyone did question it. But it went really, really well. I unfortunately couldn't do the 15 cities I wanted to do, but I still managed to hit up about, I think it was 11 in total over the 3 days.
Oh, that's still amazing. That's really good.
Yeah, so, you know, still in the double figures, and it was far more spontaneous than I'd originally planned. I'd put quite a lot of sort of thought and research into the route I was going to take, and then, you know, that kind of all turned to shreds as soon as I saw the train situation and the weather. So it was kind of, I guess it made it a bit more exciting. I didn't know where I was going to end up necessarily, but it went really, really well, and I really enjoyed it.
And you travelled, what's the term you used? Jailbreak or something? What was the...
Yeah, so, well, the plan was that I... Essentially, jailbreak is going through modes of transport that people very generously offer you and essentially help you get from A to B. So whether that would be a lift with friends, or if someone, you know, donated money for me to get a train ticket or something like that, that's the essence of it, to just get as far away from your point of origin as possible.
Without spending any actual money of your own, is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, given the fact, as I say, about the weather conditions, a lot of my friends and family and extended friends had offered to take me from A to B by car, but to be completely honest, it was a little bit unfeasible and just generally unsafe for them to do that.
Yes, exactly.
So instead I opted just to get the train to every location that I could. But that also worked in my favour, because given the fact that the trains were so disrupted and there was a lot of chaos on them, it enabled me to kind of go wherever I wanted to go. So there was an essence of jailbreak in there, even if it wasn't what I originally planned.
I love it, though. The spontaneity is just amazing. Just taking the whole music thing back to its rawest form, just doing a bit of busking. And I gather you have zero busking experience before you attempted this.
Yeah, that's very true. It gets madder by the minute, doesn't it?
It does. I love it, though. It's fantastic. So you did 11 of your 15 cities over the weekend. So was it just a case of getting there and busking for an hour or two and then moving on? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the time it was very near to the station, so that it made the travelling side a lot easier. But at the same time, I'd just walk into the town centre, set up camp for, like you say, about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on, you know, how many people were around. And yeah, just play my guitar for a little bit, and people seemed to take it quite well. I didn't get any eggs thrown at me or anything.
That's good. No rotten tomatoes thrown at you. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So you did this over the course of a weekend. I think I saw actually a video of you actually performing at a train station. On there. Someone put on social media. Amazing. You set out with the aim to raise £500. You've completely smashed that, haven't you?
Oh, I can't believe it. It was one of those things where I set the target of £500, and in my head I thought, okay, if a little bit of momentum gets behind this, maybe we can hit 1,000 and absolute tops. Mm-hmm. And now, taking into account the fact that I also received donations from the general public whilst I was busking, my total's on just over 1,700. So I'm absolutely amazed with the generosity that people have shown.
I love it, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been fantastic, and I can't thank everyone enough.
I'm just looking at your Just Giving page now, 352% up on your original target. That is awesome. That's amazing.
Crazy.
And I know you you asked along the way, you know, on your videos and things you stuck on the internet, people to come along and you know, and help you. Did you get any sort of response to that? People come along, having read about it online, and come say hi when you're busking?
Well, I did have people coming along, whether or not they'd seen it on social media. Yeah. It's hard to kind of say if it was just by chance. But, for example, in Birmingham, there was one guy who pretty much, after I'd only been there for about 15 minutes, stayed with me the whole time and improvised playing on one of the sort of the steel pillars that you get near train stations. He was playing the drums on there, and people gathered around, and that was great. And a similar thing happened in Reading with a guy who sang with me for a little bit. So again, like I say, it's hard to say if that was due to social media or if it was just because they were passing by and thought, oh yeah, like, why not, I'll join in. But it did actually happen, which I was really happy.
Excellent.
With
a fantastic atmosphere as well, I imagine, of being out there busking and doing some good for the Alzheimer's Society. So why did you choose that particular cause to support?
So about 3.5-4 years ago, my Nana was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She's actually turning 92 this year, so she was diagnosed with it quite late on in her life anyway, and there's a lot of people that suffer from it for a larger period of time. But as soon as her diagnosis kind of came into fruition, you start to realise the day-to-day meaning of living with Alzheimer's or dementia. And I think recently, unfortunately, because the disease is progressive, things get steadily worse. And there was a phase of time where I thought, actually, yeah, like, why not do something about it? And I'd always wanted to busk anyway. So I kind of thought, all right, let's combine the two and raise some money for a really, really decent charity. Who have been incredibly supportive of me in my fundraising, and they do an amazing job. So yeah, I'm really happy to support them.
Okay, so this is something that's affected you with your nan, and your nan has she has dementia. Is that right?
Yes, her dementia is caused by Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So it was about 3.5-4 years ago when we found that out.
Okay, and how is that sort of affecting her in her day to day life?
Well, it's kind of things that I think people don't realise that you rely on your memory for. So things like as basic as the time of day, or, you know, what month we're in, or, you know, whether she's eaten a breakfast that day or whether she's had a shower. That was how things sort of initially, how they start to come out. And then it progresses a little more to the point where, because she hasn't remembered if she's eaten or not, she probably hasn't eaten. So then she's missing meals, and you know, it all kind of unfortunately progresses in a sort of domino effect, where because you can't remember one thing, you then don't remember several others.
So is that an impact on her quality of life then, I suppose, in a way?
Yeah, big time, big time. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of how it played out.
And it must be really horrible for you and for your family to sort of see this, because it's such a cruel thing, Alzheimer's, isn't it, and dementia?
It is. And to be honest, I think the Alzheimer's Society have done an amazing job of raising awareness, along with other charities who are in aid of dementia and Alzheimer's. But to be honest, from my perspective, I think more can be done, because it's... people, I think, have this connotation with age that the older you get, the worse your memory gets, and that's not necessarily true. So people kind of see old age as the reason why people's memories are so bad, but a lot of the time they might have undiagnosed dementia, or they might have, you know, early onset of Alzheimer's. You just never know.
Yes. Okay.
So it's definitely something that I think it's hard to obviously see somebody go through that, but the earlier that you can get to a doctor and just check and see if somebody, you know, is suffering from that disease, it's really, really important, really.
Early diagnosis is always a good thing. So you get yourself diagnosed earlier, you can work out how you're gonna deal with it. But there is no cure currently for Alzheimer's, is there?
No, there's no cure. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to raise money and try and raise as much as I can. Because it's I think there's a lot of tenuous links as to what might cause it. But people just, unfortunately, just don't know for sure yet. And it's one of those things that just, it takes a bit of research and takes a bit of sort of delving into it with science to see what the problem is.
Okay, so I believe there's something like 850,000 people in the UK currently have dementia of some kind. So that's the people that, you know, have dementia or some sort of Alzheimer's. But then you've got the families as well, and that's many, many, you know, more people affected. So what support is there? I mean, is there a support network from the Alzheimer's Society for the families of those affected by it?
Yeah, well, for example, to be completely honest, and up until the point where my nana's condition recently, at the back end of last year, got progressively worse, I never really thought of contacting the Alzheimer's Society or looking even on their website. But we essentially faced the decision of whether or not to have to move my nana into a care home or not. And with that decision, I straight away just opted to go onto the Alzheimer's Society website to see what advice they had, because it's such a huge decision to make to... You know, you almost feel a little bit guilty about taking away the independence of someone.
Exactly,
But ultimately, you have to weigh up all the pros and cons and see which one's the most important. And I think on a very basic level, the Alzheimer's Society, they have that on their website. And they've got, you know, a contact line, and they have so many different scenarios that are actually quite forthright with how they help with everyone, and it takes each case as it comes. It's not a generic kind of page of, oh well, maybe do X if Y happens. It's very, very specific. So yeah, they're a fantastic charity.
Okay, excellent. So lots of resources. This is a good thing about 21st century life. You know, you can go online and you can get forums and all sorts of information and find people in similar situations and share stories, share experiences. So it just shows that you're not on your own out there. There's other people that are going through the same.
Definitely, yeah. It's a big part of it, I think.
Excellent. Well, we can support you on your Just Giving page. I've got the address here. It's justgiving.com/fundraising/kitty-. I'm going to spell your name because it's spelled... it's spelled differently how it sounds. So it's K-I-T-T hyphen P-A-N-D-Y-A. Kitty, well done for what you've done. I mean, that is just amazing. I mean, we're talking International Women's Day tomorrow. I think you're pretty inspirational yourself for what you've done for the Alzheimer's Society there.
Thanks very much.
There you go. That's your time to blush there. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday and enjoy your time in the coffee shop. Have another coffee to get you going and motivated for Wednesday, and keep up the good work, and good to talk to you on the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, John. It's been great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you. That's Kitty Pandia there. What an inspiration, raising all that money for the Alzheimer's Society. It's now 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock.